Now, how do we treat adult ALL? We usually divide them into several categories. The first one is the mature B-cell ALL or Burkitt leukemia. In those patients, a dose-intensive regimen like hyper-CVAD combined with Rituxan, because Burkitt's is strongly CD20 positive, such a regimen can cure about 80% of Burkitt lymphoma and leukemia. And in those patients, you do not need any maintenance therapy with POMP. So that's one disease which is highly curable with about 4 to 8 months of short, high-dose intensive chemotherapy. The second category are Philadelphia-positive ALL, and this is where I think we've made significant progress combining ALL-type therapy with a tyrosine kinase inhibitor like imatinib and with dasatinib. So with this combined modality regimen of chemotherapy-targeted therapy, we have now 5-year survival rate of 50% in adult ALL, and we're getting to the point where we're questioning whether we need allogeneic transplant in first remission in Philadelphia-positive ALL. The third category is T-cell acute lymphocytic leukemia, and here there's a new drug called nilarabine, which is highly effective in the T-cell setting, and it has been approved for the treatment of ALL relapse, T-cell ALL relapse. So now we're combining the chemotherapy with nilarabine in different sequences to try to improve the outcome of T-cell ALL. And the final category are the others, so pre-B-ALL, with or without CD20 positivity. And here we use, again, regimens similar to the pediatric regimens, hyper-CVAD or the BFM or the augmented BFM. And if they are CD20 positive, we're investigating Rituxan. Now, one of the issues in the community practice are as follows. When people looked at pediatric versus adult regimens, they always show an advantage of the pediatric regimens in the adolescent young adults, and there are different reasons why this could be the case. But one of the possible reasons is that the pediatric regimens have more of the less intensive drugs like vincristine, steroids, and asparaginase. So now we're starting to look at those regimens, those augmented intensive regimens in adult ALL. And so far what we're seeing is that perhaps we can improve the cure rate up to patients who are up to the age of 40. Beyond this, these regimens become highly intolerable and lead to an excessive mortality.
What specifically is the issue in terms of tolerance and mortality?
So when you use a lot of vincristine, asparaginase, and steroids, you encounter different problems. One of them is severe vincristine neuropathy, which is significant in the older patients. The second issue is when you use asparaginase, there's about 10 to 20% incidence of severe pancreatitis. And the third issue with asparaginase-based therapy is thromboembolic events, which also happen in about 10 to 20% of the patients. So when you're treating patients up to the age of 40, you accept those non-myelosuppressive toxicities to try to improve the cure rate. Once you get over the age of 40, those problems, pancreatitis, neuropathy, and also mental changes with asparaginase in older people and thrombotic events, those become prohibitive.